Welcome to the Pick Cop Podcast. We're here, as always, to take that huge stack of information you've shared with us and really just distill it down into pure, actionable insight. And today we are doing a deep dive into something I think we all love, but also, you know, struggle with a bit. Mastering the art of smart and joyful travel planning.
It's such a great topic.
It is, right? Because we all love the destination. I mean, who doesn't want to be in a quiet village in Europe or, you know, a bustling city? That's the joy of it. But the process of actually getting there, juggling the flights, the hotels, the budget, that part can be a really tricky puzzle.
It's where all the stress can build up before you've even packed a bag.
Exactly. So our mission today is to cut right through that complexity. We're going to be extracting the smart moves, the insider strategies that save you money, dodge stress, and just make sure every part of your trip is enjoyable.
From the planning to the unpacking.
You got it. And this knowledge, this incredible insight, it comes directly from Pitcott's bestseller ebooks. They're specifically designed to give you these crucial insights for, well, for the modern learner who wants to travel smarter, not harder. So let's unpack this. When we talk about smart planning, what are we really aiming for? I mean, it's got to be more than just finding a cheap flight.
It's so much more. I think the key word there is intentionality. You see, if you just dive into travel planning without a real strategy, you almost always end up solving expensive problems later on.
Right, you're being reactive instead of proactive.
Exactly. Smart planning is the foundation. It's what turns a potential headache into something that feels, you know, effortless and affordable. It's the secret sauce that makes sure the whole experience is smooth, memorable,
and lets you actually enjoy the trip.
Mm-hmm. Whether you want to be on a beach or navigating some historic city, good planning just removes all that friction.
That idea of intentionality is so powerful. And for everyone listening right now who wants to get their hands on this kind of ready-to-apply knowledge, you can visit www.pitcott.com/books. That's where you can download the bestseller ebooks that we're pulling all these gems from today. They're the perfect companion for this deep dive.
They really are.
Okay, let's jump straight into it. The great debate every traveler faces. Travel agent versus DIY booking. According to the Pitcott material, which one really delivers the best result?
Well, what's interesting is that the material is very clear that there's no single right answer. It's more about what's the best fit for your trip and, frankly, for you.
Okay.
So let's start with the traditional route, the travel agent. Mm-hmm. What you're fundamentally buying with a professional is peace of mind and access.
Access.
Yeah, they're like personal guides with insider connections. They can often tap into deals or bulk rates that you just can't see online.
Yeah.
But the biggest benefit, I think, especially for a really complex trip.
Like multiple countries or?
Exactly. Or, you know, tricky visas, multiple flights. They handle the logistics.
So they take the technical difficulty out of it.
They do. And this is crucial. They handle the stress mitigation.
Huh.
Think about the nightmare scenario. Your flight gets canceled. You're in a foreign airport.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right. If you booked with an agent, you make one phone call, they sort out the rebooking, the hotel, all of it. They're the ones awake at 2 a.m. dealing with the chaos, so you don't have to be.
Okay, that is a huge selling point. But then, if they have all that access and crisis management, why would anyone risk doing it themselves? I mean, what's the argument for spending 4 hours at home comparing hotel sites?
Because for a lot of people, that DIY route, that sort of digital treasure hunt, is actually part of the fun.
I can see that.
You feel empowered when you find that amazing bargain. And the Pitcott analysis points out something really important here. Sometimes the absolute deepest savings come from airlines or hotels dropping exclusive flash deals right on their own websites.
Ah, so deals that an agent or an aggregator site might not even see.
Precisely. The financial payoff can be very real for the dedicated DIY traveler. But, and this is the big caveat, the DIY path can lead to analysis paralysis.
We've all been there, 100 tabs open.
You lose track of which price included bags and which didn't, and you just get decision burnout. That's why the best recommendation from the Pitcott material isn't agent or DIY.
It's a hybrid.
It's the hybrid approach. Use the professional for a baseline, but empower yourself with your own independent research.
Okay, so that really changes things because it means you should still be doing your own digging even if you've already paid an expert. Why is that personal research so essential?
Because an agent is fantastic for logistics and price, but they often lack that that fine-grained local context, the little things that actually improve the quality of your trip.
Okay.
You need the unfiltered truth. And for that, you turn to things like social review platforms or, you know, very specific travel blogs.
That's where you find the real gold, isn't it?
That's where you find the gold. the little anecdotal details, real people telling you that the corner room at a hotel has this amazing hidden cafe view, or that the local transit pass will save you a ton of money. These tiny details can completely change how you experience a place.
It's the difference between just booking a hotel and actually, like, curating an experience.
You're shaping your own adventure. And doing that research gives you a sense of control, of investment in the outcome.
And I imagine the most immediate payoff for that research is in the comparison shopping. That's where you can save some serious cash.
Absolutely. The strategy they recommend is very methodical. You start with your agent's suggestions or your first picks from a comparison site, and then you go online to see if you can find better deals or, more importantly, better value.
Better value, not just a better price.
Exactly. You have to check the direct airline and hotel websites. That's where they often sneak in these little promo fares to reward you for booking directly with them.
Like, what kind of perks are we talking about?
Oh, a hotel might throw in free breakfast or a resort credit, maybe a guaranteed room upgrade, just because you booked on their official site instead of a third-party one.
So we have to look past the final number on the screen. It's about the whole package.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through how that perks checklist works?
Sure. Let's say you're looking at two hotels. Option A is $200 a night on a big comparison website. Option B is $210 a night, but it's booked directly on the hotel's own site.
Okay, so on the surface, A is cheaper.
Right, but then you dig deeper. Option B, the direct one, includes free premium Wi-Fi, saving you $15 a day. It includes free breakfast for two, maybe saving you $40 a day.
Whoa.
And, this is a big one, it has flexible cancellation up to 24 hours before you arrive. Option A might charge for Wi-Fi and have a really strict 7-day cancellation policy. Suddenly, that $10 price difference is actually delivering over $50 in real value every day, plus invaluable flexibility.
So the cheapest option is rarely the best value.
Almost never. This makes comparison shopping feel less like a chore and more like a strategic financial move.
And you're securing future discounts too, especially with loyalty programs.
Precisely. Loyalty points are basically future money waiting to happen. Booking direct often gets you more of them faster. So that small price difference today could mean a free flight or a suite upgrade next year. It's like compounding interest for travelers.
Okay, this brings us to what might be the biggest warning in the source material, the fine print trap.
And this is the one detail that can ruin all that careful planning. No matter where you book direct, agent, aggregator, a smart traveler always, always reads the fine print.
That's where the sneaky details live.
That is where they live. Mm-hmm. The cancellation rules, hidden resort fees, taxes, unexpected baggage restrictions. I'm going to check all that before you click purchase.
I think we've all been burned by that at some point, that surprise destination fee when you check in.
Yes. It just destroys that peace of mind you work so hard to build. I remember booking a flight once that looked incredibly cheap. And then at the very last step, I realized the carry-on fee was almost the same price as the flight itself. It's a gut punch. It just teaches you that those little details hide the true cost.
Absolutely. Okay, we've covered a ton here. The planning, the research, the comparison. If you're finding this all as useful as I am, remember that resources like this deep dive are all designed to make you a more informed traveler. You can find even more on this and other topics just by visiting the main site at www.pitcot.com. All right, let's wrap this up by shifting to the practical side of things. The quick logistical tips from the material for making the trip itself go smoothly.
Right, these are the tips for the operational phase. First up, documentation. Always, always have both digital and paper copies of everything important.
Passports, itineraries.
Confirmations, everything. If your phone dies or you lose signal, that paper backup is a lifesaver. You can't just assume technology will always be there for you.
And the classic advice that's always true. Pack light.
Yes. It's not just about saving on baggage fees, which is a real saving, but it's about the logistics. Getting through crowded airports or train stations is just so much easier with less stuff. Less baggage means less friction.
That idea of reducing friction is a good one. It applies to tech too, right?
It does. The Pitcot analysis really recommends using travel apps, not just for booking, but for real-time needs on the ground. Think offline maps, translation apps, currency converters.
Local recommendations.
Exactly. It turns your phone into a little pocket-sized local expert.
I love this next tip because it's so easy to overlook in the rush to see everything. It's about building in downtime.
Mm-hmm. You have to resist that urge to overstuff the itinerary. You know, that feeling of, we might not be back, so we have to see it all.
Yeah, that leads to burnout so fast.
It does. And that strategic downtime, just a few hours sitting in a park or having a long, unhurried dinner, that's often when you really absorb the place. It's when the best memories are made.
And finally, maybe the most important advice of all, stay flexible.
Absolutely. We plan and plan to avoid problems. But sometimes the best parts of an adventure are the surprises. The unexpected detour, that local festival you stumble upon. Rigidity is really the enemy of adventure.
So if we synthesize all of this, we boil it all down, smart travel planning is really about balance, isn't it?
That's a great way to put it.
You can use an agent for that peace of mind, but you have to empower yourself by digging in, comparing for total value, checking the fine print, and, you know, staying flexible.
And when you approach it that way, the planning stops being this chore you have to get through. It actually becomes part of the excitement. You're actively investing in the quality of your future memories.
That's it.
So that's the real question to leave everyone with is this. With these tools and insights, are you ready to stop just planning a trip and start designing an adventure?
That is the perfect thought to end on. And for those of you who are ready to keep designing smarter, more joyful adventures, please visit www.pitcot.com one last time for more great content. If you loved this deep dive and the information we shared, please press the like button. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so other people can find this knowledge too. And of course, subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and be sure to activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.